Frequency Cast Update.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
Each month, we bring you the Frequency Cast podcast, our tantalizing take on technology. The mini show you're listening to now is designed to keep you updated while we're busy working on the next show. So, Pete, what's new?
Lots and lots and lots and lots. It's been a busy month so far.
Okay, let me guess. Have you got something to tell me about Orange and T-Mobile and the merger?
Yeah. In all seriousness, have you actually heard about this?
Not at all. I'm still reading your script.
Yes, you are. Nicely done. T-Mobile and Orange are going to join forces to be one super network. This will make them the number one network in the UK. So you're with Orange, aren't you?
I am with Orange. Okay. We like Orange.
Do you know what's unique about Orange and their TV ads, by the way?
They're Orange?
No, seriously. All the mobile phone companies in the UK that advertise, Orange is the only one that does something weird with their TV ads.
No, what is that?
They never have a mobile phone in shot in any of their TV ads.
That's shockingly
true. Did you know that?
It's
seriously?
True. Yeah. Now you mention it, it's true.
You didn't know that.
They don't even have a smartwatch in view.
No, they didn't. Absolutely.
That's Orange.
So anyway, Orange and T-Mobile, when they merge, that will give them 37% of the UK's business, knocking O2 off the top spot for the largest network. And that's going to mean some good news for people like yourself on Orange or on T-Mobile, because there's a whole lot of transmitters out there. And there's a lot of overlap now between the two. So by linking the networks together, you're going to end up with a fairly powerful network and all the little gaps that there used to be in the Orange service filled in by T-Mobile and vice versa. It's going to be about 18 months before that happens, and there's all these due diligence checks and regulator approvals and so on to go on first. But yeah, Orange and T-Mobile, one network. The thing that hasn't been announced yet and won't be for a little while is the name. Now, there's a lot of people suggesting O-Mobile or T-Orange or something like that.
What about Orange Tea?
Orange Tea.
Or lemon tea.
Now, someone's actually suggested taking the first bit of Orange and the last bit of T-Mobile, and you get Orrible, which is quite interesting. But if any of our listeners out there can think of anything better, anyone that could perhaps come up with the best name for Orange and T-Mobile, I reckon there might be a fridge magnet in it for them. What do you reckon?
Well, I was thinking we could lose the word mobile and put Ang in. So it'd be orangutan. Orangutan? Yeah. No.
Anyone do any better than our Carl? Get in touch. There could be a fridge magnet in it for you. Maybe Twitter us this time with your thoughts.
Go on, dare you to.
Okay, so what's next?
I don't know. I haven't read the script yet. Hold on a minute. Let me just shuffle down. Oh, that would be the Apple announcements. So we are having a really fruity session today. If we do enough of this, we can make a punch.
Actually, having said that, this script actually says Apple announcements. But anyway, I won't hold that against you. There's been some news from Apple. Three bits of news from Apple.
Excuse me, why would I get the blame for the script?
Did I blame you?
Do I look scripted? Do I look scripted?
You're almost live, aren't you, Carl?
Hold on a minute, what does the order cue say? Yes.
Anyway, there have been some important announcements from Apple. There are some new iPods out there.
Are there?
Now, you know the little iPods with the little screen?
Yes.
They've gone a bit clever with them. They used to support video, but now they have a video camera in them. And they've got a larger screen. 8 gigs, 16 gigs. They've finally added an FM radio, which is pretty good.
Oh, at long, long last. The one thing that I was missing. Excuse me, is that digital FM radio?
No, it'll be your analog FM radio. But nonetheless, that's for Apple, they've never put an FM radio into anything. So,
but won't that become outmoded quite soon?
Yes. Don't let that worry you. They're playing catch-up. Give them the benefit. Give them the benefit.
Can you get some software to update it?
What they have done, though, is they've added something rather nice. They've added live pause and auto rewind. So what that actually means is if you're listening to FM radio, you can just hit a button and rewind and hear something that happened over 20 minutes ago.
And that's on FM radio?
On FM radio.
On analog?
On analog.
Well, that's very clever, isn't it?
You know what? They could have just bunged a cheapo FM radio in, but they've actually thought about it. The other thing they've added is...
That's what I mean. It's clever, isn't it?
It is. I'm impressed. Well done, Apple.
Well, I'm impressed, yeah.
Good. Well done.
I wasn't taking the mickey.
I thought you were,
Have you ever seen me take the mickey?
Constantly.
Look, I've told you a million times. I don't exaggerate.
Yes. A million and one, I think that is now. Thank you. So, as well as adding FM radio, they've also added radio text. And our friends at Absolute Radio, used to be called Virgin Radio, you remember them?
Absolute Virgins, yes.
Absolutely. They've done something rather clever, and they've actually found out what the identifiery thingy is. So if you get yourself an iPod with the FM radio in, it now pops up a message and says, hello, you've got an iPod.
Congratulations. You bought the right product.
There you go. So at last, FM radio has been added to the new nanos. The 8 gig is 115 quid. The 16 gig is 135 quid. They've also put in a pedometer, and it also now supports Genius mixes. So a nice bit of work there. On the subject of the iPod Touch, they've now created a 64 gig Woo version for under 300 quid.
A 64 gig Woo version.
That's correct, yes. Can you read that from the script now, please?
iPhone OS 3.1.
Yes, they've released a new version of the iPhone operating system. This adds support for Genius mixes, and it will now recommend applications that might suit you based on your existing application set, which is pretty cool. They've also fixed a few things, including some improvements to Wi-Fi, which was a bit of a problem if you were using Bluetooth at the same time as Wi-Fi. They've updated the browser to alert you if there are any phishing activities going on, and they've sorted out some rather nasty Exchange calendar syncs. iTunes 9 is also out, the third and final announcement from Apple. They have added an improved interface, which is, I'm not entirely sure it is improved, because they've hidden something in podcasts. When you used to go into the podcast thing, there used to be a category.
Oh, right.
We were sitting down there in the tech category.
Oh, that'd be right.
They've hidden that. They've hidden it. They've moved it.
So there's no category anymore.
It's there. It's a little tiny white dot of an arrow under podcasts. But yeah, not impressed.
Oh, no.
But they have released iTunes 9. Some other good improvements. They've added something called home sharing, which will allow up to 5 users to share the same music, which is pretty cool. They've also added an iTunes LP. You remember the old LPs? The old vinyl things? They've added support for those now.
Large lumps of plastic on my phone, yes.
No, it's if you buy an album, as well as the standard music, they're going to give you song lyrics, photos and video clips.
Oh, that's all right then.
And you can also change the layout of your iPhone and iPod Touch applications from within iTunes. No fiddly mucking about on the device. You can organise it all on your PC or Mac and then sync it onto your iPhone, which is nice.
Nice.
Cool. Next topic is...
Freeview HD gets closer. Gets a bit closer and closer still, and I'm right on top of you.
Okay, so there's a lot of people out there waiting patiently for high definition to come to Freeview. Now, the DTG, that's the organisation that looks after UK digital TV, have actually announced that they're going to be starting formal testing in October, which means that the first Freeview boxes won't be that far behind that support HD. The first Freeview HD broadcasts will be in the Granada TV region, and that will be at the start of December 2009, providing these boxes are ready in time. And having those boxes ready in time for the launch is going to be pretty key.
Good.
Now, the estimates are that Granada hits first in December, but there could be up to as much as half of the UK able to get Freeview HD in time for the 2010 World Cup.
So which is when and when is which?
So, yeah, the World Cup is June, July 2010.
Okay.
So there you go. So testing is going to start in October for full compliance with Freeview HD. And for the technically minded there, the Freeview HD boxes need to support DVB-T2 and MPEG-4. And there's nothing out there that does that at the moment.
Right. The Boat That Rocked, out on DVD now. Not that we're advertising anything, but just in case you wanted to know. Yeah.
But it is a very good film. And I actually managed to see that 3 times, because I've got 3 different groups of mates that wanted to see it. You saw it the once, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm kind of... Letters of the alphabet, starting with S, first letter of the alphabet, the fourth letter of the alphabet, thinking that sort of sums you up with that.
Right, next one. What's the next headline?
iPhone sat-nav updates. Let me guess, the iPhone does sat-nav updates, yes?
No. You remember last show we talked about the navigation apps for the iPhone?
Oh, yes.
We looked at Copilot and TomTom?
Oh, yes.
We've actually managed to get our hands on the third one now. Let's just do a little bit of a quick test here. This is... We talked about it very, very briefly in the show, but we didn't actually get our hands dirty with this one. This is called Mobile Navigator from Navigon. Now, it does take a while to start. So while it does that, I'm going to talk about a quick update that came out for the Copilot, which, if you remember, was the one that was 26 quid, half the price of all the others.
I remember it.
Now, we slated it for 2 reasons. 1, it didn't have traffic cameras.
Yep.
And 2, it wouldn't remember your journey. So if you were looking at a journey, the phone rang, it would lose your journey. You'd have to put all the stuff in again.
That's right. Yeah, you had to put the program in, the postcode and everything again, didn't you, to find out where you're going?
3 days ago, they fixed both of those problems.
Oh, look at them. Aren't
yes.
They
so they
Did
are...
they hear our show? Is that
I'm hoping so. So they are well ahead of the other two now, the TomTom and the Mobile Navigator.
Well done, guys.
Let's just have a quick look at the Navigon interface here. So this is Mobile Navigator. I'm going to very quickly show you the interface here, see if you remember how it compares. No postcode entry, which is a real pain, but they do have traffic cameras now.
It's a little bit slow.
Yeah, taking its time to load. Here we go.
Oh, looks nice. Is that the night view?
That is. It automatically works out it's nighttime, so it's gone into nighttime view. But it's quite a nice layout. It's probably on a par with what we've seen from TomTom and Copilot. Nice little feature here. You press that little button there, picture of an iPod, and it lets you play around with your music without exiting the app and going back in again, which is rather nice.
I also like the little miles per hour thing, the little speedo at the top of the screen.
Yes, indeed. The other clever little bit is where you have a point of interest. So we just find one there. You see, rather than just saying petrol station, it gives you the name of the petrol station or the name of the restaurant.
Oh, that's clever, yeah. Happy Eater.
The other thing this has got that both the TomTom and the Copilot don't have is this will actually speak to you and give you the street names. So it's doing text-to-speech. Neither of the other two do it. So instead of saying turn left, it will say turn left into Smith Street, which the other two don't do.
In 200 yards, turn left onto the A13.
Fantastic. That's actually quite a nice little feature. I like that.
However, it is slow. It doesn't support postcodes. It's probably not the easiest of the ones to get around, and it is twice the price of the Copilot. So I'm afraid for us, the Copilot still wins it.
So how much was this one?
Actually, there's a deal going on at the moment that puts this in at 30-something, but normally it's 54, I think it is, whereas Copilot at 26.
Yeah, it's quite steep, isn't it?
Now, we've actually got on our sister site a rather nice comparison of all three with the little columns with all the ticks and crosses of what everything supports and which ones to go for.
A bit like the Argos catalogue, then, really.
That'll be the one. And you can find that comparison list at www.filesaveas.com/iPhoneSatNav.html. There you go.
Thank you very much.
All right, next we're talking about BT Vision. Can you read that long number out for me, please?
Yes, it's 1.6.25077.83x.
That is the latest version of the BT Vision firmware that's being rolled out slowly. It started rolling out towards the second half of August, and not all boxes have yet got this. But if you have BT Vision, you will find very, very soon you'll get automatic channel scanning once a day, record padding, which will stop you missing the end of programs, audio description, the ability to switch between stereo and 5.1 surround sound. Also, you can now finally use the SCART socket as well as the HDMI at the same time, which has been a real pain for me particularly. And also they fix a bunch of bugs, including there was this little green message light that would never go out. Been a bug for about 2 years.
It was a bug. It's a little glow worm. It's his butt.
And they finally fixed it. No more message light. Woohoo.
Yeah, but you see, you said that they're slowly rolling this out. With a number that long, you're not going to push at any great speed, are you?
Okay, next story, Sky, very, very quickly, until the end of September. So as we're recording this, you only have about 2 weeks to go.
Hurry!
If you want to get yourself Sky, you can get a 50 quid Tesco voucher. Only until the 30th of September, 50 quid Tesco voucher if you sign up to either Sky Sports or Sky Movies online. If you need the special magic link for it, go to frequencycast.co.uk/news to get a cheap Sky deal.
Okay, and what about the Sky and HD menu thing? What have you got to tell me about that?
Okay, you remember the Sky launched a Sky Plus HD menu, which had sort of little pictures in it and very stylish new-looking menu, which makes...
I remember that.
Now, Sky, again, a little bit like BT Vision. They don't release everything in one go. They release it in dribs and drabs. They've released a version for the Thompson. They've released a version for the Pace. This is for the Sky HD boxes. But they haven't yet released anything for Samsung or Amstrad. They have finally announced that the Samsung version is on the way, which is good news, but nothing as yet on Amstrad. So if you have a Samsung box, give it a couple of weeks, you should be getting the update. Amstrad, no news.
That's sad, because obviously there are a few Amstrad users out there. Now, I do want to know about Quest TV. When's it coming out? Because I've been waiting patiently. I haven't seen any telly for months.
So Quest TV, if you remember, was set to launch earlier this year. Got to 1 minute before 10 o'clock when they were meant to be launching, and they went, nah, changed our minds. Apparently...
Didn't they go, whack, whack, oops, your time is up?
That's the one. Allegedly, September the 30th is the date for Quest TV to come to Freeview. We're 2 weeks away from it. What do you reckon?
I love your rumours.
Let's see, 2 weeks and counting.
Anything else?
Can we do a quick hello for someone? Just a little hello there?
You all right, stop waving.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to give a big wave out to the guys at Intermobile and the Signal podcast, especially my old chum Ben Robinson. Hello, sir, if you're listening.
Hello, Ben. How are you doing? Anything else?
Oh, yes. This is a piece of news for anyone that has a touchscreen mobile phone. You know our blog?
Oh, yeah. I met him once. Joe, isn't it?
So we have a news blog. Now, let me just refresh your memory. I'm going to fire this up on my iPhone here. So this is what our blog looks like. If you're on a PC or a Mac, obviously you go to frequencycast.co.uk/news, and we have all our latest news stories on there. And it looks pretty impressive on a PC. That's what it looks like on an iPhone. First thoughts?
Okay. Yeah, it's all right. It's got lots of detail, but it's a bit small.
Okay. Now, we have redone our blog to make it fully iPhone compatible.
Well, look at them. It's amazing what they do when they're not sleeping, isn't it? That bunch that sit around computers all day long.
Absolutely. So now, if you go in from an iPhone to frequencycast.co.uk/news, the blog works out you're coming in from an iPhone or an iPod Touch or from a Google Android phone and will give you a completely different interface. So let me just go to my browser. It's already in the bookmarks. So frequencycast.co.uk/news. You get a completely different interface, custom designed for iPhone, that now looks like this.
Well, knock me sideways. That's fantastic. I like that. That's really nice. You've done a lot of hard work there, haven't you?
So look at that. Isn't that smooth? That is really stylish. So you've got the days that we've blogged. So today there's been one blog post from us. You get a little real iTunes friendly. It looks like iTunes, curved edges, and do the landscape portrait.
Wow. That's impressive.
So there you go. Yes, if you're interested in checking us out on an iPhone, iPod Touch or Google phone, there you go. We've got a nice shiny new interface. Take a look.
Well, that's all from us on this update. If you want more information, go to www.frequencycast.co.uk and be ready for our next tantalising take on technology due out on the 1st of October. See ya.
You have reached your destination.
Frequency Cast. Update complete.